This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Fistfights break out in breadlines. Residents wait for hours for a gallon of brackish water that makes them sick. Diarrhea, respiratory infections rip through overcrowded shelters, and some families have to choose who eats. With the Israeli-Hamas war in its second month and more than 10,000 people killed in Gaza, trapped civilians are struggling to survive without electricity or running water. In France, the top of the agenda in this dire situation in Gaza is the situation in Gaza. As French President Emmanuel Macron's Paris Peace Forum kicks off, world leaders having dinner Thursday in advance of the forum, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres addressing them via video.
Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, President Macron, thank you for hosting this conference. We are here to support civilians in Gaza.
In New York, hundreds of protesters rallied outside the district office of Representative Yvette Clark in Flatbush, demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. The White House said on Thursday that Israel agreed to pause military operations in parts of North Gaza for 4 hours a day. In Jerusalem, protesters demanding the Red Cross do more to protect and aid hostages being held.
We're here tonight to call for the International Red Cross to do its job. The International Red Cross was founded on providing humanitarian medical relief for both sides of the conflict and needs to more powerfully advocate to reach the hostages.
This is VOA News. China's ambassador to the United States said Sino-U.S. relations have shown positive signs, stopping a decline and stabilizing, but still face challenges as the leaders of both countries prepare for an expected, highly anticipated meeting this month. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Thursday told Chinese Vice Premier Hu Lifeng that she wants to have an open and substantive discussion on the U.S.-China economic relationship, Beijing's subsidy practices, and global challenges like climate change and debt relief.
The United States will continue to take targeted actions to protect our and our allies' national security, but we are also committed to communicating clearly about these actions to prevent any misunderstandings.
In prepared remarks at the start of 2 days of bilateral meetings in San Francisco ahead of the summit of Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation country leaders, Yellen said she has worked in recent months to establish an economic dialogue with her Chinese counterparts. Thousands protest in Madrid after socialists reach an amnesty deal with Catalan separatists. Protesters gathered outside socialist headquarters in Madrid on Thursday, the fourth night in a row after Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez secured the backing of a Catalan separatist party to form a government. A law granting amnesty to those prosecuted over Catalonia's attempt to secede from Spain was included in the deal, according to the text. Sanchez's conservative opponents have accused him of putting the rule of law in Spain online for his own political gain. The Hollywood actor strike is over, so now what? We get a little insight from AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta.
That is the sound of unionized actors in Los Angeles celebrating the end of the strike against major studios. Actor Marlo Sue says 4 months of picketing was worth it.
We've been out there every day, and we've become a family, but also, like, we want to get back to work.
This means actors will be promoting their projects again. They'll be on talk shows and doing interviews for big movies leading into the holidays, like the Hunger Games prequel and the new Trolls movie. TV shows like Abbott Elementary and The White Lotus will likely resume production first. Movies like Deadpool 3 and the Gladiator sequel shut down early with the strike and will probably resume production quickly. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Check us out on your mobile phone. There's apps for both Google and Apple. VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman in Washington.